Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Hmm? 18. I look 18. Sure. Fine, let's go. Okay, I'll say it like this. I want it. A joke first?
Of course.
Fine. I'm going to save them and make them look natural. Can I say something serious? This is actual. Not, this is a joke, but it's a true story. Which normally the best jokes are. I was preparing for a shear. This shear and also another one. And the best thing about preparing for shearing is having your picture of now. The best thing about preparing for shearing is also the fact that you have to prepare and learn a bit. So, I was preparing a little bit, and well, going to certain shore, and there's a certain shore in town on Leicester Road, which is linked to things that are new. A good shore, I'm sure, nice shore. And I wanted to dive in there in one of the mignonim, but the way life goes often with me is I don't, as you can see today, I'm early. And I walked into the shore and I got all the mignonim wrong. So they were starting 7:30 and I got there at 12 and whatever, in the afternoon, wherever it was. And looking for a minion, and I walked in and the minion before was finishing. So I thought, you know what, I'll go to the back room. I think they're starting there in the base midrash. So I walk into the base midrash and I'm like, oh, they're starting shacharis. I'll be all right. And then as I get to the safer to take a book from the safer from the back bookshelf, I hear, oh, man. I look around and I'm in the middle of the, like at the back of the room, and I just dug into my S-ray. And this is like a shawl in town where, you know, I could be there for quite a few hours. So I was like, you know, oh, what am I going to do here? So I did what you should always do. Now, I thought, well, pretend to daven. I'm not going to fill in. That was weird. So what I did was like this. I thought, I'll reach for the nearest safer. Wherever the safer is, I'll learn a bit. And whatever, worst comes to worst, 10 minutes, Shemon Esrei, Chavos Shach, whatever it is, I'll just learn. So I reach over and I couldn't find any art scrolls of colour. I'm terrified. I wanted a bussy on my arm to shoot, but it wouldn't work. So I grabbed whatever I could grab and I'll just learn this for 10 minutes. I davened Shemon Esrei. And what safer was it? You couldn't make this up. Well, you could. Yeah, what safer was it? Chazon Ish. Okay. Hard safer. But what was it on? Mikvois. A boy says nuclear, right? So I'm looking at this chazanish on mic voice, and I'm thinking, this is a hard chazanish, but I have to just learn it, what can I do? So that makes my necessary take like 45 minutes, or whatever. And I'm like, reading it, impossible. I'm trying to do this Gemara, that Gemara, Xiaomi, it's no idea what's fine. But I've all it, the scar in the effort, so I'm trying and trying, gets the end of my necessary, gets the end of Chazor, shuts. The guy by the door finally finishes, fine. And I leave. I daven. About half an hour later, I'm sitting there, getting late for everything, and a certain Choshua Tamtochim in town comes up to me, and he says to me, what's your name, where else? And I said to him, he goes, I saw you were learning Chazon Ish on Mikvos. And in my head, I had this moment, you know, you have two paths before you. One is, just tell the truth. And one is, don't. So I thought like this, well, my manafshach is not going to work. Because if I tell him, listen, I'm not holding in mikvois, I'm not holding in chazanish, he'll think, ah, oh, what, Tam Chochem, he's so humble, right? Because I think his, Gomorrah Bava Metzia says, Tam Chochem can lie about three things, and one of them is Masechta, what you know and what you don't know. So if I say I don't know, he'll think I do know. But if I say I do know, then I push it, don't know, and he'll think, he says he doesn't know, but he doesn't know. And Yerushalmi says he shouldn't lie about what you know. What you know. So I thought what I'll do is I'll just basically tell the truth. So I said, listen, I'm not really holding a cigarette at all. It's very difficult. I just happened to be in the room. I wanted to learn Chazon Ish on Mikvos. No, don't put yourself down. I said, no, I'm not holding a cigarette. He said, you know, I've got my hand. Good Tam Chochem. He says to me, when we learn the Chazon Ish Mikvos, we all feel that way. We all feel like we don't know. And smiled and walked off. And I just thought, listen, I saw him a day later and he was like, Shabbalisha. I was like, so on my side, I didn't lie, I told the truth, but it came out good. Okay, so if he's watching this, it's not, don't worry, Rabbi, I'm not giving a show on the Chazon Ish on Mikvos. I barely got past the introduction. I got about an hour translating, I realised that the name of the publisher. Anyway, so on my side, the sugya right now, which we're all hopefully in, half the room at least, it's going to be Sfiras Oimer there. I have about 27 shilas here, most of which revolve around something that happened about a week ago. I have a young daughter at home. And she came home with this Sfiras Oimer chart, which looks like a on my film, which looks like a kind of a backwards illusion thing. It's got like this Har Sinai thing and numbers on it, which some of them are written the right way, some are the wrong way. And it's got the bracha. So a few days into Trus Omer, my little daughter stands there and she goes, Baruch Adam, says the whole bracha. Yoim, yoim, shlishi, you mean? Standing there. So everyone says, Amen in the house, and I don't say anything, right? Amen to a bracha, yeah. Don't know what to do. So, got in trouble. My daughter comes up to me, she says, Dad, you learned, you said Amen to a bracha. I said, listen, I said Amen. She goes, you didn't. So I thought, there's this famous chuvah of Rav Avadia. Now, the truth is, the reason to say Amen, you can say Amen to a kid's bracha, if they know what they're saying. The problem here is, does she know what, how you're 7 days of Omer, which is a week of Omer, Loshon HaKodesh, and she counted the days before, blah, blah, blah. So I thought, better not to say Amen. So I said, so she said, you didn't say Amen. I said Amen in my heart. She's like, what does that mean? So I said, look, so I said, listen, there's a chuvah by Rav Avadia. Well, I didn't tell her this, hold on. And Rav Avadia brings the following shiloh. He brings the shiloh, he said that he was travelling around the world when he was a younger person, and he was in Brazil. And Chalavai, he had davening in Ashkenazi shul. So he's davening in Marav and Ashkenazi shul, and they're just for Shemoneh Esrei, and they add an extra bracha. Sfardim don't say it, Ashkenazim don't say it, so I also don't say it, I don't think some Chazim say it, some don't, I'm not sure. But the Maisa, he hears the bracha and he thinks to himself, what do I do? It's going to be Hefsek, Gula, Letzfila, do I say Amen, do I not say Amen? I've never davened in Ashkenazi shul, it seems that way. Amara said, what does he do? So he writes, he answered Amen Belev in his heart. We've all worshipped. So that's what I did with Tzvos Omer. Now the truth is, I didn't tell this, the truth is that Havana is understanding Tzvos Omer is really part of the mitzvah. So probably, but I was right, not to say Amen, I don't know. But the truth is like this, the whole thing's a bit problematic. Because Lamaisa, I'll be honest, I mean, maybe I wouldn't say this to my wife, but the true honest, women's Tzvos Omer is quite an interesting zach. I mean, can women, are they have a chedek in the mitzvah? Can they make a bracha in the mitzvah? Can they not make a bracha in the mitzvah? So we all know it's a famous Gemara, I'm not going to go into it too much. One condition says, women are potter in mitzvah shizman grama, the mitzvah of shizman grama. Any mitzvah that's a doing mitzvah that's based on time, women are potter. Yet with many, many exceptions, but that's the Gemara, and it links it from Tefillin and Torah. There's a Yerushalmi, which is very, very odd, and I'll tell you why, based on this concept. Now, well, one second. A woman is potter in mitzvah shizman grama, doing mitzvah, shofar, sukkah.
Which
are wrong. What? One second. She's potter, right? Now, Ashkenazi women make a bracha or not make a bracha? Ashkenazi women can make a bracha or not? On mitzvahs that they're not chayavin? Yeah, they make a bracha? What's that based on? What's the svara there?
They took it themselves.
Why does svara make a bracha? So you see there's something going on there that's a bit odd, right? So Ashkenazi women make a bracha, even though they're not chayav in the mitzvah itself, and Sephardi women will not. And there's a Gemara in Tosfos, there's a Tosfos in Kedushin, and listen to Svara. Tosfos want to bring a Svara, why a woman can make a bracha even though she's not chayav in the mitzvah. Yeah, she can still say a Sher Kedushanu. What's a Tosfos? What's a Tosfos, Rabbi Isai? It talks about a third one of the Amorim, and what was it? He couldn't see. He was blind. So this Amorim was blind, and he heard from Rabbi Yosef, he heard that someone who's blind is potter and mitzvahs. Yeah, okay, it's machloike, it's potter and mitzvahs. Asa, mitzvahs, osha, asa, ayin shan. But lemaisa, they're potter in mitzvahs. So he says, this Amorim says, what are you talking about? What a chaval. If someone can now tell me that I'm not chayav in mitzvahs, it'd be much better. Why? Because the Gemara says, someone who's chayav in mitzvahs is better, right? So therefore, he said, I'd rather be not chayav in mitzvahs like I was before. So say again. Excellent. So, he says like this, he'd rather not be chayav in mitzvahs than be chayav in mitzvahs. Yeah? That's what he would rather do. So Tosfos doesn't understand. Hold on a second. Someone who's not chayav in mitzvahs, like let's say this blind person, yeah, can you make a bracha? Again, what does he say? He says, he'd rather not be chayav in mitzvahs because he'll get more schar. He'll get more reward. He'd rather be chayav in mitzvahs than not be chayav in mitzvahs. Now, well, no, but Tosfos bring like this. Tosfos bring, if you're not chayav in mitzvahs, then you're going to be losing out because you can't make a bracha. So it says Tosfos, it must be that when you're not chayav mitzvahs, you can still make a bracha. Because if not, there's no way he'd want to not be chayav mitzvahs and do them anyway. As in Yavam Machloikis, if you're chayav mitzvahs, you get more skar. If you're not chayav mitzvahs, you get more skar. But Manashach, there shouldn't be any debate, really. Because no one should want to do mitzvahs when they're not chayav, even if it's a better thing. Because the Maisa, you can't make a bracha. Is everyone with me? There's no argument. Because if you're not chayav in a mitzvah, and you can do it anyway, and you want to do it anyway, and you're not going to lose out, of course you're going to lose out. Because you can't make a bracha. So says Rabbeinu Tam, says Tosfos, it's mashma, that even if you're not chayav in a mitzvah, you can still make a bracha. Because if it wasn't the case, there's no way anyone would want to not be chayav in a mitzvah and do them anyway. Because you're going to lose out on the bracha. Do people follow the svara?
Yeah,
fine. Okay. So again, that's Tosfos. You see from there, therefore, there's no problem at all. If you're not chayav in a mitzvah, you can still do it and you can still make a bracha.
But when you say the bracha, Asher, because
you're also
in the tzimonim. If he is not
b'chayav
the mitzvah,
yeah. So the Rambam basically brings your kasha. The Rambam says, listen, I don't understand. If we have to bring it on Tosfos, the Rambam says himself, if a woman is not chayav in a mitzvah, she can't make a bracha, because how can she say Asher Kiddushonu if she's not Asher Kiddushonu? So Rabbeinu Tam over in Erevin is a massive Tosfos, and he wants to say that once you've got a chalik in the mitzvah and you're allowed to do it, since the bracha itself is the Rabbanan, so we'll let you say the bracha, Asher Kiddushonu Mitzvah Sachar Tzibonu, even though it's not literally Asher Kiddushonu, but since you get scarfed in the mitzvah, we'll let you do the mitzvah. Okay, that's what Tosfos is saying. Now, where it gets interesting is like this. So again, a woman can make a bracha called Ashkenazim, a woman can do a mitzvah she's not chayavin, called that. A blind person, called that Gemara, even if they're not chayavin mitzvahs, can still do the mitzvahs, and it's mashma, that they can even say a bracha, called Tosfos. Now, here we go. This one gets interesting. There's Yerushalmi in Brochas that says, like this, Kol Misha who potter medaber, but Oisa nekri hijra. Anyone who's potter in a mitzvah, anyone who doesn't have to do a mitzvah, and does it anyway, the Yerushalmi says they're like a hijra, they're like a simpleton. You're chayav in a mitzvah, you're not chayav in a mitzvah, and you do it anyway, you're a hijra. Yeah, it's quite a strong statement, right? And then showing him grapple with this. What do you mean? What do you mean? You want to do a mitzvah? So it's a very problematic thing, because again, if you're not chayav to do a mitzvah, and you do it anyway, it's not a good thing. You're a simpleton. Yeah, over here we're saying, listen, you can make a bracha, and it's a good thing. Chazal are going to institute brachas, and you shouldn't do it anyway. It's very, very, very difficult. So, what's the shot? Anyone who's not chayav, listen to the words, Yehu potter medava, you're potter from doing something, and you do it anyway, Chazal called you a hedger. Make sense? But then we'll let you make a bracha? And we'll let women make a bracha? What do you think? What was pshat? So, pshat's like this. There's different ways to learn it. The only place we see this really brought down in halacha, this terminology, is by sukkah. The Kitzur brings it, I think the Beis Yosef brings it, by sukkah. Let's say you're in a sukkah, not the nice indoor ones, yeah, and it's pouring and pouring and pouring of rain, and you say, no. No, come on, let the rain fall. You're getting drenched and soaked, and like four shakianu, right? And the mice are in the whole family, and get out of the paddling pool, we're on to Shiloh, right? The mice could be, from their fish, yeah, to do every day. Okay, the mice is going to this. What's shut? What's the difference? Sukkah, it's raining. If I stay in the sukkah, I'm soaking wet. I'm also a hedger. If I don't stay in the sukkah, I go inside. That's okay. A woman is not chayav in a mitzvah. She does it anyway. Same as sukkah or different? Same as sukkah or different? It's completely different. With sukkah, no one's chayav right now. Even people with umbrellas, because then the sukkah is going to be below. Okay. And no one is chayav right now in sukkah, and you're choosing to do it. That's not what we do. But if there's a general chiyuv in society, everyone needs to do this mitzvah. It happens to be that maybe at this moment you don't have to, but you could do it in a chumrah. That's fine. Yeah, does everyone understand the nafkamin? That's how we learn it, and sukkah is the way to kind of understand this case. Okay, so Rav Avadya says different. That's what we break it down. See, the Kitzur brings up mamish that terrace. Okay, now. In terms of a bracha, again, some say yes, some say no. Sfardim generally don't make brachas. Women don't make brachas on mitzvahs, asman grama, doing mitzvahs because they're not chayav properly. If they do them, Ashkenazim do, based on the svara we said in Tosfos, with the person who was blind, and based on the fact that they are a part of the mitzvah. Where it gets interesting is, for Sfirasa Omer, this is where it gets interesting. You would think what? Ashkenazi women who are doing Sfirasa Omer should make a bracha or shouldn't make a bracha? What would you think, Miss Summer, from where we are right now?
They do.
Of course they should. What's the problem? Yeah, it's mitzvah shesim on grama, you do it at night, and only once 49 days a year, whatever. And they can do it if they want to, make a bracha. Sephardi women?
No.
Don't make a bracha. They want to count, but you can't make a bracha. Clear? And that basically, the Magen Avraham says, yeah, it's a proper chiyuv, women have accepted it upon themselves, the Magen Avraham says a few hundred years ago, and therefore it's a proper chiyuv for Ashkenazi women. If anyone has a teretz, I don't know what that means. I mean, the Magen Avraham holds that the women in his town, they were makabel sfiras oimer as a chiyuv. Well, my wife wasn't. What about Saudi women? What about women who weren't living in that country? And this is such a kasha. Do you have a teretz? That works? I can't hear you. That's Chazal. But I'm saying this is much, 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 much later. Magen Avraham's not Chazal. Yeah. No, I understand the concept. I get. It's just interesting that it's one place, and it seems that it's including all the Ashkenazim. What's interesting, the Mishnah Brura, he goes completely against it. Very odd Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura brings, yeah, really, they can make a bracha, but they shouldn't. You know why they shouldn't? You know why they shouldn't? Don't tell this to your wife. You know why they... What? Ready? Ready? First of all, they shouldn't make a bracha. They can do the mitzvah. Why don't they do the mitzvah? He says, Mark and Abraham, I never heard of such a thing that women are couple this mitzvah. They want to do it, do it. I never heard of such a thing. Say that. Okay? Then he says, and they might forget a day. He actually said, there's a vada they're going to forget a day. Right? Okay. 1 second. Hold on. So what are they forget a day? Make a bracha the next night. See, the big machloikas, the oilam obviously holding more. This sugya, I don't think I'm spending too much time in Yanim, but I'll just say there's some, I want one person to be maybe a dozen. Joke. Yeah? So you've got, ready? You've got, Shitzur is almost 49 days of counting. Toys says all the Rishonim say each day is a separate mitzvah, you miss day, let's not go into day one. You miss day seven, you count day eight. You miss 8, 9, 10, 11, you can count day 12. Yeah? Seder, it's fine. Because each day is set for mitzvah. It's not seder, it's not good, but you don't lose the mitzvah, you don't lose the bracha. There's one shitter in the Bahag who says it's one big mitzvah, you miss a day, you've lost the whole of Sfiras Oimer, you can't carry on with bracha, there's no more mitzvah. Everyone knows that already, yeah? Good. Okay, so according to Mishnah Brura, since a woman knows that she's going to forget one night, right? Therefore.
He's saying,
that's what I understood, but he seems to say it's a vada she's going to forget. She's not going to daven with a minion, she doesn't have the phone with the app because she sends to the school there. So that Maisa, it's all these problems, right? So since she doesn't bring that, that's my pleasure, yeah? But the Maisa, nowadays, Mishnah Brura is going to be applicable or not so applicable? Applicable or not applicable, Mishnah Brura? She's going to forget today? I don't know, my wife's very interested in there, right? I told you this before. I said, what's for supper? She said, last night we had chicken. Right? The problem with that is, it means tonight, the next night, and the next night we're also going to have chicken. Oh, you're not your answer. Okay, that's a different for a different day. But Lamaisa, today they probably do know. Okay. The other kasha is this. Mitzvah's gone, Ainsley's gone, she's going to have to find out. Okay, anyway, move on. Suffolk bracha. You can carry on making supper without bracha. Okay, here we go. So, Achroinim. Yeah, we don't make bracha anyway on Chesed, right? Because they're logical, wherever else. Okay, fine. Here we go. Okay, that's what Mishnah Brura brings, and he says that they're going to forget. He says one more thing that you mustn't tell your wife, but so I'll say it in Lashon HaKodesh, because she won't understand from the Mishnah Brura. Yeah, you see what I did there? Yeah. Of course she understands. Whenever we have to go on Arnona, who would go? My wife, where would I go? I'd be saying to Hillim in the car. You know what I mean? Like, she knows how to speak in Vavid. Mama, she talks in Rit, she understands Rit Omer. There's no problem. So according to Mishnah Brura, women don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, they won't know what they're saying. And so what? By the way, so what?
Counting English.
So, that's interesting. Very interesting. I also thought that. Or Yiddish, whatever they spoke. I also thought that. Yeah, so I also thought that. Yeah, it's a good horror. I also thought that. He brings it, since they don't understand what the days. Yeah, it's interesting horror. I don't know the terrors. Yeah, and he also said you could count in the language. Why doesn't bring it by women? Okay, it's a good tarot. I have another look after. He brings it elsewhere. I think he brings it, but not by women. It's interesting why not. But he says, since they don't understand what they're saying, therefore it's a problem. Oh, but why does it matter if they understand or not? Because a voice, when it comes to Sfiras Oimer, it's not about Havana. It's about Havana, not the cigars, right? When it comes to Sfiras Oimer, normal mitzvahs, you've got to, you don't, you need to kavana, I'm doing a mitzvah or not. Well, it depends. If it's a deraisa mitzvah, we're machmeh. If it's a derabbanan, we're meikul. Lachatchila, you should always know you're doing a mitzvah. But b'dieved, if you weren't sure you're doing a mitzvah, you're still yotzer, right? I always wonder that you wear tefillin. Obviously, that's part of the mitzvah. But there's certain mitzvahs that I guess are kind of, you know, if you're not sure. Pardon?
Why can't they count in English?
It's a good heart, I don't know. They can. They definitely can count in English. No. Again, can they count in English? Yes.
I think that locker is that if you're somebody what night it is, and they say the night in English,
yeah,
it's a shiver whether they can actually count again.
Oh, okay, fine. I have to look into. Yeah, that makes sense. That reminds me of the kick. You know, kick. You say which night it is. You know, they say about which night it. No, because which they can count in English. Why the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that to get them into a brothel, I don't know. But the question you said which night it is. They say, you know what they say? They say King Charles. He should be well. He did a seder. They say, right? And they had all these security guards there, right? And one of them was wearing the whole gang of the thing with the metal and the this and the helmets and the big swords. Yeah, and he goes in there and he starts doing a little thing. And King Charles looks at his servant and he says, why is this night different from all other nights? Right, okay. So it's an awful joke, but just you mentioned knights. Okay, but the way it works is like this. Again, so according to Mogan Abraham, they should make a bracha. According to Mishnah Berurah, they shouldn't, because one, they don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. And two, they don't daven with... You like that one. Two, they don't daven with Minyanim, and they don't go to Marib, and blah, 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 blah. Therefore, they can't make a bracha. The only problem with this is, nowadays, right... Nowadays, women do understand Lashon HaKodesh. They've got 17 different text messages of when to count, what to count, who to count. It's like a Rabbeinu Tam app that like does all through the night. Yeah, so Lamaya said they're not going to forget. They've got 17 different charts on the fridge, yeah, which have been scribbled and ripped up. But Lamaya said it could be some kind of thing that they'll remember. Therefore, according to Mishnah Berurah, it seems they could carry, they should make a brothel nowadays because the reality has changed. Yeah, I think that some of the reality has changed. Now, the first thing. There is a riddle, actually. Yeah, that's our riddle. That's my riddle. It's not a good riddle, but it's, I think it's quite good. Okay, the riddle goes like this. Let's say you take a Sephardi woman, Ashkenazi woman, and Sarissa in there. So, according to Mishnah Berurah, it shouldn't make a bracha, because they're going to forget, they're going to have a kodesh, and if they forget, it's all bracha lavatala, not literally, but something not great, because of the Baha'i front. According to Sephardi, they can't make a bracha because they can't say Asher Kedishonu then, because they're not Asher Kedishonu. Now, on what day, in theory, could you have a machloikis where one would say they could make a bracha, and the other one would say they can't? Which day? 1 second. On which day would, according to those Svaras, Mishnah Berurah say, yeah, you could make a bracha, and Svaras would say, you still can't make a bracha? The last day... 5 points, but you saw the notes I saw before. Five, yeah, come on, let's be honest. Yeah, it's fine. The last day, the last or the last, what did you say? With an R or not? With an R, yeah, last day. Fine, the last day of Sfiras Omer, if you think about it, they can make a bracha, the Ashkenazi. Because why can't they make a bracha? They might forget. Well, they're not going to forget because they're saying it now. Why else can't they make a bracha? They don't have to call this. Well, I know tomorrow's Shrus. So therefore, it would seem stammer the last night, if an Ashkenazi woman wants to be machmeh and not make a bracha, like Mishnah Berurah, the last night, they could make a bracha. But Sephardi women, they talk a Khan, it wouldn't make any difference, right? Okay, that's what I want to say now. Yeah?
For 48 days, you made a bracha, could be a shalom bracha batala for 48 days.
According to, who are we talking about here?
According to Ashkenazi.
No, it's not a lava tala. Again, it's only lava tala if then you miss a day.
They might come to miss a day.
No, so don't make a bracha, and on the last night, you can make a bracha.
Because
No. The bracha is not makir the mitzvah. Yet again, the way Chazal made brachas is I need to shake a arba minim. So that's not arba minim. That's a phone, right? But in Lamaisa, the people listening are arba minim, and I make a bracha. If I don't make a bracha, I still get the mitzvah. Right, the bracha is a separate part of the mitzvah, but it's not ma'akev, it's not an intriguel part. What's the one exception? Oh, it's such a good riddle. This one you didn't see, it's not in the notes. Yeah, what's the one exception to the rule where the bracha is the mitzvah? Come on, the bracha is the mitzvah. What's the one exception? The bracha is the mitzvah, bracha's hamazon. Okay, what's the second exception? No, but that's the bracha's anen. Okay, that's the bracha's anen. Okay, but that's on food, so that's always going to be the case. But I mean a mitzvah. The mitzvah's ases es mon groma. What's the one mitzvah? It's a mitzvah and it's a bracha. Yes, but the chiyuv, yeah, maybe the toy could be in there, but what else? A natural chiyuv, like if it's shezman grama, everyone says shezman grama. Because Torah might be the whole time, depending on when you sleep. It's all machloikas. What? It's the one time. What? It's the one time where the Ramah says a woman should get a man to be moited him in a bracha. So one time, it's a pella. What? No, not kishofa. In the bracha, not the mitzvah. No. He says. He says. Do you know what it is? Havdalah. Oh, I hope you made it already. Havdalah. The Ramah says, the Mechaber says, women should make havdalah. It's like kiddush, which means they could even make a bracha. Then he says, are those who argue, meaning it's not a part of Shabbos, it's a part of the week. Therefore, it's a mitzvah says Mechaber. Therefore, a woman shouldn't have a portion in it. Shouldn't make a bracha l'chayra. And the Ramah says, yeah. Therefore, you should get a man to anoint you. And people, yeah, okay, no, I'm not going to the beard, Kira, right? But science, mutter, it's right. Swiss oimer, yeah? What?
I want to ask Mr. Walter's question again. If a person counted for 48 days with a brother,
yeah,
and forgot the 49th day didn't count, a lady, has she done 48 brothers with a brother?
No, so the Lashon, again, whoa, the Lashon of the Mishnah Brura seems, one second, let's see, where's the Rishon Barisha left? First things first, the last things last, right? One second. First of all, back to my riddle, then we'll come to you. The riddle, what was the riddle? No, hold on one second. According to, one sec, go slowly here. I want to answer that question in a second. Slow down. Again, according to what we're saying right now, Havdalah, since the mitzvah is the bracha, some are machmir that a woman should get a man to moit to them. There's not a latch on. The bracha's not latching on to the mitzvah. Okay. You're asking if she gets to the last night and she misses the day, is it bracha l'vatala? The Mishnah Brura seems to bring a lashon that it's bracha l'vatala according to the Bahag, but it's not mamish a deraisa, definitely not, because you're still praising Hashem. Okay, there's an interesting question. I want to ask you, and the point can basically bring nowadays the mitzvah has changed and women can make a bracha. I want to ask you a shaila, which I saw recently, and see what you think of this. What do you do first? Sfiras Oimer or Marev?
Marev,
right? People are Marev and they count Sfira.
Yeah.
Todi? Yeah. Todi for Eshein and Todi. The two mitzvahs that are before you, you always do the one that's more often first. Yeah. Any problems here?
No.
Well, I'll tell you a problem. Here's the problem, ready? Again. Toddish Eimer Toddir, what? Sfiras Oimer could be in its Deraisa or Durabonim in our time. Big Machloikas, Rambam says it's Deraisa, we hold it's Durabonim. Okay, now, why don't I daven Kriya Shema as soon as it's dark? Why am I waiting? To say Kriya Shema, I think Kriya Shema is Deraisa, let's say. Why am I waiting for Marav till it gets 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock? Why don't I daven as soon as it's dark? Pardon? Yeah, or everything. Why am I waiting to daven Marav till it's late? Because it suits me for whatever else. How long does Marav take? 15 minutes, 10 minutes, depending on where you're davening, 20 minutes, yeah, depending on your chiyuv, right? But the Maisa, how long does Sfiras Oimer take? 10 seconds? 15 seconds, but just a brocha and a day. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. You've got a chiyuv now of a mitzvah, and you've got Marav, and you're going to say, listen, even though I've got a chiyuv when it's nacht, Nach that comes in, and you should do it three times maximum mitzvahs. I'm not going to do the mitzvahs. I'm davening Marav tonight at 11. That makes sense? So, it's very interesting. The place can bring, by Todeh Vesha'inu Todeh, they bring it like this. We only use that svara when everything's equal. When everything's equal, they're both on a similar level, they both take a similar amount of time, we'll use Todeh Vesha'inu Todeh. But when there's complete and utter discrepancy in how they work, where let's say one takes a long time, one takes a short time, one's from the Torah, one's from Chazal, yeah, it could be that Todeh doesn't come into it. And even more, so therefore, many places can bring that as soon as it's Nacht, you should count Sfira. Right, you should count Sfira. Now, you might say, oh, I'll say Shamar as well, Kriya Shamar. Maybe it'll only take a couple of minutes as well, and I'll say it again with Marav. Why not? Why is that probably not the best thing to do? Because Marav, Chazal said, put it in here. You want to daven Shamar Esrei afterwards. So I'm delaying Kriya Shamar, I'm delaying my Marav for a reason. But Sfiras Oimer, it doesn't seem there's such a reason to delay saying it. Now, the Minhag is not like that. And many people, many poskim, they bring a reason why it's not like that. So some people say, one of the reasons it's with Sfira, we don't just say it as soon as it gets dark, is because We're worried that we want people to say in shul, because the Indian say it together. We want people to know what day it is. And also, if you think about it, people might forget. So therefore, you go to Maariv, the Indian is to say it with Maariv, to say it with a minyan, to get to say it at the end of the day. And that's always been the minhag, to say it together, right? So we don't want it where some people are saying it at home, some people aren't, and you have to complete enough of the discrepancy. And they do say that the mechaber and the Jews with Todesh She'enu Todesh, the mice, has anyone ever seen this brought down that you should say Shiras Omer as soon as it gets dark and not say Amarav?
No.
So they don't bring it down. And the reason seems to be this, that we only say Todesh She'enu Todesh. We should say Todesh She'enu Todesh. I'll just finish now. Todesh She'enu Todesh we should say by Krish Ma Amarav over Shiras Omer. But you could argue the other way, that most of the Shiras Omer you could do as soon as it gets dark, Amarav I'm waiting till later. And there's other reasons. I want to dump with a minion. Shmona Esrei. Shiras Omer doesn't need to be done with a minion. There's many discrepancies. But Lamaisa, it seems to be that we do say them together. And it seems to be that's why. Because the Oilam should be saying it together and it should be Mechazek in that. Fine. So we'll just leave it there. So just a woman could make a bracha on Shiras Omer. It's going to be Ashkenaz. I'm going to say, yeah. If you tell me the Mishnah Berurah says she can't. Lamaisa, she can nowadays. Sfardim can't. Everyone was told the last day of Shiras Omer, Ashkenazi women can make a bracha. Swagi women still can't. And when it comes to Todesh She'enu Todesh, some say you should apply it by Shiras Omer and Kriyas Shema. Some say you shouldn't, because they're not equal time-wise in what type of chiyuv they are. And the minhag, I think, is that we wait to say it till after Maariv. Yep.
Shkoyah.
No. She
was very good, but the joke was
anyone. No, no, no. Take it, you like to do one.